The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network, found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com. Now, I think a lot of people's highlight of yours, certainly from last year, will have been this here. The Clock Strikes Midnight match. I think it was day three of Super Strong Style last year. I was there, absolutely enjoyed the hell out of it. One of my favourite matches, one of the best matches of 2023 as far as I'm concerned and as far as many of your fans are concerned. And I think, you know, the story leading into it, the feud you had with Nina, the build, the promos, the videos that all led to that extraordinary match. We did have a question that came in about it before we went live from Ashley Clements, a big fan of yours. Whose idea was the Clock Strikes Midnight match, as it was his live match of the year for 2023? So high praise from Ashley, saying it's his live match of the year from 2023. But his question is, who came up with the idea?
It actually was me. So with the help of one of the creative guys, Al from Progress. So how it kind of all started was I said I was so sick of doing the rock chick coming out as the gimmick at Progress. And the problem was that at Progress, that's why people liked me. And I was just like, oh man, I don't know how I'm going to be what I want to be and what I still feel like I'm evolving into now without and still keep the fans kind of on side, because like, this is a girl that they've got behind and it's just not me. Like it really isn't me. And you know, we were spitballing ideas, and the idea of a Disney princess inspired match was something that was really good. And I watched I know it is a heel match, but the only one that was ever done that is even remotely similar, but it's still nowhere near the same, was the, do you remember when Regal did that match where like they'd win, I think it was like via a roll up, and then the woman would come on the mic and be like, oh, it's in the rules, you can't win via a roll up. And then
I know which one you're on about. I do.
I can't specifically remember the exact match, but I just remember seeing that and being like, that's a cool concept. And then I was like, what if it was like at random intervals, and we were spitballing so many ideas, like, is it going to be something to do with like maybe an apple, like a Snow White style of gimmick? Is it going to be something like with the Cinderella and the Clock Strikes Midnight? And then I was like, Clock Strikes Midnight, that's it, that's the one. I'm not going to lie, it was an extremely, extremely difficult match to prepare for on both sides of the curtain. It was an ad match to produce for the people who work at Progress. It was a hard match to do. But it was, I would probably say that was my favorite match that I had last year by a country mile. And it just felt like the start of like, I know comfortably that the Progress fans are behind me and not behind the gear I come out in or the hair color that I have or whether I do this on my entrance or whether I wave like a princess. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah, I absolutely loved that match. And Nina was fantastic in it as well. She took some crazy bumps. Bless her.
Let's bring up some pictures from that match, because it was crazy. And of course, everybody remembers the glass slipper spot. And I mean, I don't know about a Clock Strikes Midnight match. It looked like something out of a Halloween show, to be honest with you, without the blood there. But the match was crazy. The stipulations were crazy. It started with just a simple one-on-one match, didn't it? Pinfall wins. And then obviously, just as you're about to get the pinfall, the clock strikes midnight, the stipulation changes to a submission match, so on and so forth. That picture there is absolutely awesome.
That's one of my favorite pictures that's ever been took of me in wrestling. I ended up in hospital.
No way.
I had to go to A&E because my head would not stop bleeding. So like I'd come backstage, I got cleaned up, and as soon as I would like put my head down to put my like gear in my bag or my suitcase or anything, or like bend over to tie my shoes, like my head would just start bleeding again. So the paramedic was like, you need to go to hospital. And big up Crowley, because he stayed with me the entire time, made sure that I had all my favorite snacks and drinks and everything like that. So it came at a price, the cut on my forehead and the glass slipper, because I ended up staying an extra night in London that I didn't want to.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, there's... brutal, isn't it? I'm pretty sure Nina wore those shoes for her wedding day, by the way. Honest to God, because like after it, she was like, these are actually beautiful, I might wear them for my wedding. So I'm pretty sure she did.
Well, let's hope she wiped all the blood off first, hey? But I mean, you know, there's also footage out there of Nina taking a sick bump off of the top turnbuckle through a table on the outside. And as you can tell with these pictures, I think with that's certainly Lego in the ring. But was there thumbtacks or some other sharp objects in there? What sort of toys were you playing with that afternoon?
Yeah, there was a big, that wooden clock thing that I hit her over the back with. That was real heavy, by the way. Like, I don't know where that was from, but it was so heavy. Like, I felt like I was picking up like a 12 kilogram weight. I was like, what is this? But yeah, there was Lego, there was thumbtacks, tennis sticks, a bin, tables, chairs. She just sabooed the chair at me as well. I ended up with a big lump on my head, like Quasimodo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Honest to God, I had this humongous lump on my head the next day. It's the worst I've ever looked. And my hair was greasy because they'd like, because of the cut, they'd glued it and I couldn't wash my hair for like 5 days. So I played a price for that match and all the toys that we used in it.
Absolutely. And like I say, I was there. I think I might have been working merch that day for Progress. But the atmosphere, I don't think anybody really knew what to expect from the match going into it. In fact, everybody was very confused. I did the Progress hype show. Yeah, no, this is it. And I did the Progress hype show with Mike Angus leading into Super Strong Style. And we couldn't really tell much about it. Now, the kind of really cool thing about it was the single show that really sold Super Strong Style for a long time. That single match, it was advertised months before Super Strong Style. And off the strength of that one match, they pretty much sold out Strong Style before they even started announcing any other matches, didn't they?
Yeah, we were so grateful as well to Progress. Like, I remember when one of the guys told us, there was like, by the way, you're the first announcement for Strong Style. And it didn't even like register in my brain, because I was like, oh, well, they must mean the first match announced for Strong Style, because surely they've got like 16 people to announce and other matches as well on top of that, like tag matches. So he must mean we're the first match to be announced. But no, we were the first thing announced. Yeah. The Strong Style. And it was announced like months and months and months in advance as well. Like, it wasn't just like the show before.
Yeah.
So it was real cool.
It was indeed. It was indeed. A question that came through before we went live from Darren. Now, he enjoyed the Clock Strikes Midnight match with Nina Samuels last year in Progress. What was it like competing in that type of match? Which I think you may have already answered, but he did have a second part. Will there be another Clock Strikes Midnight match in the near future? And if so, with whom? So I think that the Clock Strikes Midnight match could be classed as your signature match now. So you can kind of take this around with you. But if there was another Clock Strikes Midnight match with yourself, possibly in Progress, who would you like to get in there with?
So it's difficult to answer that one, to be honest, because obviously now I'm with Crowley in Progress, and the cheeky little buggers are now part of the Progress roster as a duo and a tag. So it would have to be some sort of tag match, but there's not really been anything big happen yet that I think would justify it, because it's just as brutal on me as it is on my opponents. But I do want that kind of to be my match now, because I know that there's not one like it ever. Like I say, the only one that's really even similar is that one with Regal.
Sure.
And it's just not that quite the same. So I think if anyone did one now, I would be like, oi, hang on 1 minute. That's my mate there. Don't be robbing that off me. But yeah, I'm not sure who it would be yet, but hopefully it would be part of a tag match.
Absolutely.
I can't see it going any other way, really, considering I'm not allowed to wrestle for the women's championship.
You need to trademark and copyright that match stipulations so that nobody else can take it or take it as theirs. That's what I say.
I'm going to, but they're that stressful, to be honest, that anybody that even wanted to rob it, I think I might even just, if they do, I would be fuming, but I'd be like, go on then, try it and see if you want to do it again. Like, try it.